I have never prayed to you before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad, why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth to the many. That's what's important. My Lord, please, you, Crom, so grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Well, I am back, and it took me forever, a little bit longer than what I anticipated this time, but I am back. I think I said something that I was going to go over, Ironsides. Well, I lied. my Gen Con order actually came, so it's been pretty sweet. I ordered Guilty as Charged Box, Ma Tucket, the Brewmaster, one whiskey Golem, one the Gremlin wannabe Karis, I forgot her name, Maris maybe. Of course, I got the free Wastrel model, you know, the Mist model this year. What else did I order? I think that's it. It just seemed like a lot more when I was ordering it. I missed out on a few things because they sold out too quick, like the Malifaux 7. Or Crossroad 7, I would have liked to got that one. Going on the whole 7 Deadly Sin aspect for Malifaux. And I didn't get the Dark Carnival, although I should have. But I would look at getting that. I found someone who would sell me one for pretty much close to what it cost. But yes, what I've been doing. Well, or if you didn't, maybe you should. Or think in your head, what the hell have I been doing with my time? I've been playing some Malifaux. So that's been pretty good. I've been doing pretty good with my outcasts, especially Von Chill. But pretty much, who won't do good with Von Chill? I mean, point and click a lot of times. Let's see. Well, that's about it. Some off games and stuff, been doing good. Then I started playing in this Netheria storyline event. 3 weeks I've been playing now, one each week, because no one else in my area wants to play. So anyone in the St. Clair area of Michigan, or Port Huron area, want to travel, get some games in, go ahead and get a hold of me at Seanheimer, the number 9@yahoo.com. We'll hook up some games and try and get some more in. I need to get this playgroup up here a little bit more than just myself and my buddy Chad. So with this Netheria, I've been sucking. I chose Outcast, and I've just been letting my crew down, let my faction down. First game I played with my new Jackdaw crew against Hoffman. Not really all that great. Hoffman's a dirty fucker and he's a piece of shit and it's hard. Okay, that's that. But it was a loss, but not a very big loss, but a loss nevertheless. The following week I played with Terra. I pretty much had the same outcome. I did better, but my buddy Chad played Sonya Crid, and she's a dirty whore. So I'm getting a freaking a resonant feeling about how I feel about the guild. So that's there. I lost pretty good on that one. There wasn't even a tie or close. I just lost hardcore. I almost did everything but rage quit and ripped his Malifaux mat from underneath all the train, fucking up all the models. Man, it's just rough. One thing on that one. Actually, you know, first game, what did I play? Oh, I must have played two games. One against Hoffman, one against Sonya, and that, she's just a dirty whore. But the second game, the third game, I played with Terra, and I knew Chance Trick. He was taking Sonya Crid, and he's popping Papa Loco. I mean, giving her the plus two to her damages, throwing Papa Loco in a pine box. But my crew build consisted of the Nothing Beast, three Void Wretches, Karina, Terra, and two Death Marshals. I took a couple of the wrong upgrades. I thought I was being rushed. I didn't put it together. Didn't plan. And basically, that was a closer tie. He learned that putting things in the box was a bad idea, especially since the Void Wretches took turns just eating Papa Loco up in the void. That's what they do. I was like, Nothing Beast did pretty good for me this time. At first, I was just like, shit. All those actions are cast actions, and who I really wanted to get because they had to assassinate. I really had to kill Sonya Crid. He killed my Terra, so that really threw that out. So I had to do. He was buried, and Terra was gonna unbury him. And bah, no, you got a Nothing Beast in your face, and Terra was gonna go handle business. She didn't happen that way. I mean, she didn't happen. So, but I attacked. I was doing pretty good with the Nothing Beast. I expected to miss some casts and Sonya to retaliate with her cast action back, but that never happened, so that was positive. This past week, I tried a different tactic. I picked my Victoria crew. Let's see. We had... What did I pick? The strategy was... It was the one with all... I think line... No, it was the one with all the... Oh my god, I'm so retired. Anyway, the one with all the scheme markers on the center line. You had to flip them. That was the strategy. And out of the pool, I picked Line in the Sand, because I figured all the scheme marker ones on the center line, Line in Sand, while I'm doing things, I could flip those over. And I also picked... What did I pick on that one? Bodyguard. That was closest draw I had. I mean, not draw, but closest loss I had. Closest draw. He played the Ortegas, and they're a dirty bunch of whores, too. Well, actually, it wasn't the Vix. I played Von Chill, and it was a tie. Sorry, I'm getting my things all mixed up. Usually I go balls out crazy and attack and kill everything with Von Chill, but I lost some points because I overcommitted the strong arm suit, which I put bodyguard on. I got the line in sand. I got a couple turns and scheme markers, but the Perdidas, the Ortegas, I should say the Perdidas, because it basically was. The Ortega family is pretty solid. I don't know. If I had it in my army list, I'd play it too. Play the Peacekeeper, and that's a cheat-ass freaking model. There you go, Chad. Nothing but cheat, man. Oh, and that's what I had to go against with this Hoffman crew, was the Peacekeeper too. So, I'm looking at two losses and a draw for the Nathura campaign. We might do one this weekend. I got the holidays mixed up. When I say holidays, I mean Hallmark obligational wife holidays, which is Swedish Day. So I might get a game in this week, and if that's the case, I'm going to play Jackdaw again, because I've been reading, played a couple of games with them, and I also got my whole crew painted, minus three crooked men. But I got one almost painted, and it'll be done before the weekend, because they're painting up really quick. But I'll talk about more of that in a few. Haven't done anything in Warhammer Fantasy or the Age of Sigmar, because that is a pile of... It's like a horse took a shit. Then that shit took a shit. That's what the new Age of Sigmar is. It's as simple as that. I was like, I was so upset. I mean, I got armies and armies for Warhammer. I used to love the game. I really wasn't fond of some of the changes that they did in 8th edition. But it is what it is. I think 5th edition was the best. They killed my dogs of war. Not selling the army just because it's sentimental. But I might sell my undead and my wood elves. Who knows? But the new Dark Angel Codex, which is pretty much identical to the last Dark Angel Codex, just more money, some freaking formations, and I was like, well, a year ago? I gotta Google that, see when the last Warhammer book came out. But it's ridiculous, you know? I just bought the Dark Angel book now, and another one's coming out. I mean, another one came out. Same thing with Blood Angels and Space Wolves, so I don't know what the hell's going on. They could have released all these in pamphlets that people would have gladly paid $15 for to have with their codex. And just saying, you know, that you had to have the codex, and now this qualifies as, what is it, 6th edition? 40 characters, 7th edition? No, I don't know. So, that's that there. I haven't played any games of that, but looking forward to it. Slowly working on my Blood Angels, but I've been painting in some Malifaux, so I'm quite happy with myself there. Speaking of, I have a Facebook page. It's Sean Hammer on Facebook. You can go like it. And if you do like it, I will, if you like it, and let's see, email me. Like it, email me. And tell me out of my guilty that I painted up and posted on the Sean Hammer page. All of them are painted up on Sean Hammer. You can tell me what color is the first correct answer. Tell me what color the bed sheet is of the guilty on the bed. Will win a limited edition pink Malifaux child. Yep, they screwed up my Gen Con order and they sent me one. And I have no reason to have a Malifaux child, but I got one to give away. So, the bedsheet of the guilty on the bed. I can't miss them. There's only three. One torn apart, one in the electric chair, one in the bed. What color is the sheet of the one on the bed? You like my Facebook page? You do that first. Then you email me. Or, if you already like my Facebook page, email me. The first correct response, tell me what color the bedsheet is for the guilty strapped to the bed. Will win a limited edition Malifaux pink child. Or pink Malifaux child. So that's how the way I did my plug for my Facebook. Go check out. That's why I've been putting all my pictures. I've been quite proud of myself. And my Facebook page. I leave all political stuff and funny relationship stuff that I post on my regular page out of it. Be my friend. You can, you know, like it. That's cool. I like it. I did have it set up on my webpage of the Flickr account. But I just feel that the Facebook thing is working out for me a little bit better. So, let's see. Any new news? Tried to download the new Chronicles. It's going to this RPG drive-thru thing. It gives me a hard time. I'm not putting my credit card count to download a free magazine that used to be able to be off their site. I don't like that. And we are going to take a break here in just a second. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk, without reading off the cards, the Jackdaw Box Crew. Now, I will add two characters or two unit choices that aren't in the box set, but which I have, and briefly talk about some other options that come with it. Won't go into that detail. But the ones I go a little bit more into detail, those are the ones I plan on taking on a regular basis. Plus, Jackdaw will be my Adepticon crew this coming up 2016 Adepticon year. All year, Jackdaw, anything I play, storyline events, tournaments, such and such. Jackdaw's Outcast crew. Anyway, we'll take a minute here and we'll get back to Jackdaw's Guilty as Charged box. Alright, talk to you soon.
There have been many tales tainted by truth, twisted by time. Some choose to forget, yet it still weaves webs in their minds. And it seemed like she's been here forever, her branches as black as the seas. She's been through it all by the luck of the draw. She became the old hanging tree. Except maybe a little rain. They used her strength to help them steal lives away. And she witnessed the sadness and sorrow. To this day she still doesn't know why. But her heart broke when they came with the rope to declare her the old hanging tree. Life's stranger than fiction. for us, lucky for her. Now children play at her feet, and in her arms she cradles birth. And it seems she's been here forever, but these days are the best that she's seen. Still somewhere in the back of her mind is the time she was known as the old hanging tree. Yes, somewhere in the back of her mind is the time she was known as the old hanging
tree. Alrighty, that was Blackmore's Night, the old hanging tree. I was trying to find something suitable for this episode. I was going to use one from Hunger Games, but I don't know, this one came up and I like the whole folky aspect of it. So there we go, that's what we got. Now let's go on with Jackdaw. We'll start with the box set. Let's talk about... First, I've been on a painting spree and painting this crew has been fun. But I couldn't do it without the old majestic sounds of Iron Maiden. If you can make it past, listen, if you don't like Iron Maiden while you're painting this crew, I don't know, something wrong with you. Some of the stories actually go well with it. Really good. It's a good band. Anyway, and I found out one of my favorite songs. I never heard it before. You know, I'm not like a huge Maiden fan, but I like them. But Dance of the Dead, really great song. But anyway, Jackdaw and Misaki. I know we're not talking about Misaki, but these were two characters in Malifaux that were just... characters. They weren't leaders, they weren't henchmen, they weren't nothing. They were just characters. Malifaux. Malifaux 2.0, or not really just 2.0, but when it started, Misaki came first, and she was her own, she became a master, and that was pretty unique. And then came Jackdaw with his crew. So it's pretty unique that we got a character that was existing in the first book, and he wasn't a master. Now he is. Now, there's all this mythology and stuff, who he is, let's not even worry about it. He's a badass mofo who comes with his own supply of rope. But anyway, he's pretty quick. He's got a lot of movement tricks for a master. He's got walk speed, and ignores other models and train with his oldest magic ability. Kind of like Incorporeal, but not incorporeal. So he can float through buildings or even severe terrain without even caring one little bit. He can go ahead and move him further with his Ghost of Malifaux trigger, suppress memories attack, which places a doll base contact to a target after damaging it, and suppress memories had a range of 8 on it. Can also allow doll to rapidly redeploy across the field. Now I found out he is quite a mobile master. He's got some tricks to him. He's got, let's see, some of his other upgrades perform, excuse me, they help him along the battlefield even more. Like, Withering Torment, this will push any tormented models friend or foe in the 3-inch direction of your choice if they're within 6 inches of Jackdaw, and I don't know. So, I mean, there's a lot of movement, pushes, pulls, and everything that this crew can do, and Jack can do not quite half of them, but he can do a quarter of the movement things on him by himself. He's not the greatest in offense. He's got some strong debuffs and triggers, and the casting of a 7 with built-in tomes. Let's see, for his attacks, he's got the suppressed memories. And this attack is pretty accurate with a good range, but with a low damage values of 1, 3, and 4. You don't really... You do want to damage stuff. Then when you attack somebody, you want to damage it. But that's not what it's the damage is almost second to the triggers, which is the real purpose behind the attack. Let's see. The Ghost of Malifaux trigger allows him to base contact target after damaging it, but what you got is Final Fate with the suppressed memories. It requires a built-in crow. Most importantly, Dahl trigger unsuppressed memories. It allows you, Dahl, to move one of his cursed upgrades from himself to a target. Now, Jack Dahl, he can take up to two cursed upgrades that don't count towards his upgrade upgrade total. And we're going to second what those upgrades are, and they're pretty cool. But Jack puts him face down. He can take three if he wants, but he gets two for free. And while there's zero points anyway, but he can attach them without messing up his amount of upgrades he's allowed to have. So when you do the trigger, his final fate, and allows you to move one of the cursed upgrades from himself to the target, you don't name the upgrade. Don't let the name, upgrade fool you, because it's not an upgrade. It's actually a debuff, lower D upgrade for your opponent. It also makes the model you're putting on tormented, which comes into play with some of his other upgraded. Like, one of his other upgrades gives him Terrifying 13 tormented, and plus you can move and pull tormented models around, and that's even if a model is tormented by you. Plus, another upgrade he's got, he can take actions on an upgraded model. So it's kind of like an obey, but just with abilities. Second attack he's got is a noose, which is a range attack, which basically, another way to put the suppressed memories on a target, or the final fate. Let's see. Oh my god, there's a long pause of silence. Anyway, it's basically the same thing, but a ranged value. Let's see, he's got ability driven by injustice. Most the tormented push any tormented models, friends, and foes within 8 inches of Jack towards target model. However, it can't be used on a model behind Jack to pull your tormented back after. So it's got some push and pulls that you can do to get people in trouble, people out of trouble. Let's see, he's got driven by injustice on his card. It's a tormented. I just read that. Oh my god. Anyway, Jack is pretty much one of the harder models to kill. He's got 13 wounds. And he's got the oldest magic, which is the movement thing, but also imposes a negative flip on all attack and damage flips. While his defense is low, but he's got pretty good willpower, and like I said, 13 wounds, so it's going to take a couple pretty good hits to kill him. Plus, he's got high mobility, so when hopefully he's in trouble, you can pull him out. I don't know. I gotta come into that. I gotta remember that Jack isn't the beat stick. I just gotta put the cursed upgrades on people, and I screwed up when I did the one game. So I'll go and introduce my screw up. He's got his upgrades, or his bad upgrades first. He's got the Firing Squad and Justice Curse. A model with this upgrade, face up, takes 2 damage whenever it declares an attack action. Now, this is regardless of a success or failure. If they say they're attacking, take 2 damage. And any damage the model takes from the attack is increased by any damage the model takes from an attack action is increased by +1. So, that's pretty good. Can't bitch at it. It is what it is. That's what Firing Squad of Injustice. Put in somebody, they declare attack action. You go from there. Now, these 3 upgrades also have penance. They grant the model a 2-action penance. And what basically that is they spend 2 actions, discard a card, and they can take the upgrade and face it down on their card. Now, this doesn't make them non-tormented, but it does make their it still makes the model tormented, but it doesn't do the added bonuses and stuff like that. Next on, we have the Drowning Injustice. A model with this upgrade takes 2 damage. takes 2 damage whenever it declares a tactical action other than penance. And whenever it fails a simple duel, it displays the tactical axes and printed models card. But also covers walk, charge, focus, and defensive stance. And it's pretty cool, you know, you're gonna want to move, but you're drowning. Next one is pretty straightforward. It can be placed on any model. So, if you take this and you got nobody that qualifies for this, you can still put it on a model, a master, or whatever. But you can't do the effect, which is Guillotine and Justice. It's pretty straightforward to the point. If a minion or PM model activates while the Guillotine and Justice attack, they have to discard 2 cards, or the model just dies. Simple as that. So, that's pretty cool. So those are the ones that Jack's going to put on stuff. I don't know if the new campaign book had another one on it. I kind of glanced through it, and it had a cursed upgrade, or injustice curse, but I don't know if Jack can use it, or if it's like for the Scions, or I don't know. I didn't get the book yet, so to be continued. Jack can get Betrayer. Let's see. Gives Jack Terrifying 13 Tormented. What more can you ask for? And that's pretty straightforward. He's got the Withering Torment. allows you to push any Tormented models that activates within 6 inches of Jack up to 3 inches. So that's pretty sweet. And even it's got a bonus if you take Montressor, who comes in the box. Montross, I'll get to that. It will all come together. This also includes Lurking Fear. This renders Jack immune to paralyzed condition if by enemy models. So if they have something that causes a terrifying, and you know, if you fail it, you're not paralyzed. I was like, so that's pretty cool. Twist and Turn is a pretty good one. It is 2 stones, though. It's got Field of Torment. Is a 1 attack action that borrows immediately and uses a 1 action from another tormented model, but without any triggers. So this gives Jack a huge range of options, because not only are you playing, if you're playing a thematic Jack dog crew, and you're making them tormented too, it gives you a lot of things you can do. And Twist and Turn. This is 0 attack action. Excuse me. That commands a non-leader tormented model to take 1 action, which he can't use triggers. So it's like kind of like a tormented only or obey. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, you're being tormented on your own. So that's about it. Now, Field of Torment will come in handy. I used it a couple times when I played The Hanged, and I'll talk about The Hanged. Next up, he's got Creeping Terror. I did put this on Montressor, because Montressor's height 3. And any models with line of sight can use this. His models increases the range of any pulses and auras generated by family tormented models. So what is 2 is now 3, what is 3 is now 4, what is 5, you get the drift. Of course, you can take general outcast upgrades. So that's about it. So that's about Jack. Now, I haven't played a lot with him. I don't think he'll do a bad job in most strategies and schemes. But talking about Jack, he's pretty cool. I like it. You want to see a picture of what he looks like in my army? Check out my Facebook page. Now, the box set comes with 3 Guilty, 1 Montressor, and 1 Lady Lygia. I probably butchered the heck out of that. But let's go ahead with her. This is Jack's totem. This is a Screeching Lady. I think it's got something to do with Edgar Allan Poe. I know it does, but I don't know what. Because it's got a little thing. Okay. She's pretty quite mobile. She has a good walk and charges 6. She's in corporal, so you don't have to worry about terrain. She's also tormented, so she can benefit from every movement trick from the tormented crew. She's not your hitter. The best that she's going to do is 2 things she can do. She can bash you, or 3 things. She's got Betrayal, which hands out makes people tormented for the in the turn. But most importantly, is her betrayal aura. Enemy models within 3 inches of her, or 4 if you take the creeping upgrade, cannot cheat fate. Simple as that. I mean, come on, you're gonna be making a lot of willpower with this crew, so you're gonna want to keep her alive. Unfortunately, I think she's only got 3 wounds, but she is incorporeal, so yeah, get the most out of her before they kill her. Yeah, and they're gonna want to. So, but you want to keep her once we get to Montressor. You want to keep her close to Montressor because Montressor has a lot of cool stuff, which we'll go over next. Do, 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 do. Montressor. Now, this guy's on 50mm base. He's skinny. He looks like Lurch from the Addams Family. I did something special with mine. I had bought the Hanging Tree a couple of Gen Cons back. And it came with 2 hanged as well. Now, I believe the hanged were used to be on 50mm bases, which they are no longer. They're on 30. So that left me with Eric and Nathan hanged. So I was messing around on a 50mm base, and I was like, man, this Montressor needs to do something else. So I placed him next to the tree, and I was like, oh, he looks good. And the next thing you know, made a little freaking platform, put him on top of that. Found out some PDF of some wanted signs, because that's the theme of my crew now, is have all these wanted signs. Now Montressor is on Hanging Tree with Eric hanging on it. Bam! Total awesomeness. But I needed something. But unfortunately, because he looks cool, I forgot the old gamer mentality. If it looks badass, kill it, whether it is or not. And yeah, he draws a lot of attention because the opponent is reminded that he is on a 50mm base, and he's height 3 because of the size of the model itself. Now, if I would have put him on a flat 50mm, I could have maybe pulled some tricks. But, yeah. Simple as that. But, he's got low walk. He is nimble, so that's pretty cool. Jack's crew can add a lot of freaking mobility to him. Plus, you can take Scramble and Oathkeeper with him. Don't be an idiot like Sean and forget that he's a henchman and can use Soulstones for prevention. Just let him take every beating. And it was like, anyway. He's got some cool offense. He's got his own attacks, the debuffs he puts out, and the terrible things he does when you're in base contact with him. Now, he has Mocking Laughter. This gives enemy models within 5 inches of him a -1 willpower. And this is always on. So if you take the one upgrade, it's 6. He's got Comfort and Fear for 1 action. This does 2 damage to any model. You activate this. And does 2 damage to any model within 5/6 that succeeds on a horror duel until the end of the turn. So that's pretty cool, you know. But if you don't succeed, you get paralyzed. So you gotta take the good with the bad, I guess, or the bad with the worse. Let's see, he's got Fearful Whispers. His upgrade of the same name. He forces all models within 5/6 inches to make a target number 14 willpower duel or get pulled in base contact with him. Now, don't forget you have a negative willpower from the Mocking Laughter, and another negative two if you're tormented from Jack's Cursed upgrade. So that's pretty sweet. Now, the really cool thing, we'll get to it. Okay, range of melee attack. He's got to string them up. Melee attack, range 3. Pretty good, 6 with built-in crow. And, let's see. Damage spread is 1, 4, 7. Weaks aren't really that good, but the 7 for hard. It's got built-in trigger that pulls on the target and base contact unless they discard 2 cards. With an additional crow, you can use Tangle to paralyze the target in base contact. So these triggers do work together, so you can charge and pull them tight with your first attack and Tangle with a second. He's got Toss the Noose, which is a ranged attack of 10 when shooting a 6. It's the shooting equivalent of stringing them up. Does the same exact thing, but it's shoots them, pulls them in, string them up. Now, if you're in base contact with Montressor, he's pretty cool. He's got the Choking Death. So he hurts enemy models at the end of the turn unless they make a difficult defense duel. You're probably... at this point, when this happens, because you're going to be like throwing a lot of cards out. So at this point, you're probably... Your opponent's going to be low on cards. So it's pretty cool. Let's see. Yeah, so the Choking Death is nice. He's so-so for defense. He's only got 6 wounds. I mean, 6 defense, 8 wounds. He causes fear and terror and living. So that's... Take what you can get, I guess, right? It's hard for me to keep him alive. Because, like I said, people like to bash on him. But I'm not going to stop using him. And I got to remember he can use those soul stones. So as long as I'm not a horrible player that day, we will be good. See, the Guilty. Now, these guys... This is why I bought the box up. Montressor looked interesting. Jack looked okay. Lady Legia or Legaia looked alright. I mean, not the greatest, but these guys look pretty sweet. There's 3 of them. One I don't really care for. He's being dismembered on, an X. The other one's being electrocuted. It reminds me so much of the Wes Craven thriller. Shocker. And, one's in the bed. Screaming. Putting these guys together is pretty fun, but realized that, except for the one that's being dismembered, don't really fit on the bases. So I got a little creative with the crew, and I used some Warhammer fences, chopped them up, some trees and such, put them on there. The result, pretty fantastic. And plus, it gave me something I could put my wanted signs on. These guys only move 4, but they're pretty fast because they got, they benefit from everything. And plus, they have a 0 action pull that they can target somebody within 12 inches if they're tormented, and move 6. I mean, free. And so, not so bad. They could be incorporeal, but that's just asking too much. They're pretty much melee monsters. Well, not monsters, but melee attackers. So, that's what you got. Average melee range and rating. Pretty decent profile. Let's see. They got a trigger that lingering echoes, so when you damage it, you discard a card or gain suspicious, which forces enemy model to discard a card whenever it targets a tormented model. Has the tag or the attack action immediately fails. That's about it. This can be used, offensively, defensively. Most of the time, like I saw with Chad, most of the people would just discard a card to prevent this from happening. They have a shared guilt action. This deals no damage, but gives the target tormented characteristic until they take the action again. So, this means that even if the guilty dies, the target remains tormented. Now, that's pretty substantial for this crew, so... The Guilty, pretty decent. Let's see. They're defense 6, so hard to kill. So it does take some work to put them down. Unfortunately, they have low willpower, so any attacks that do won't have too much of a problem. Let's see. So that's the crew. You got 3 tormented, 1... Montressor, 1 Lady Legaia, and Jack. Now, you need more. So this is what I went through. I tried playing with a Drowned. Not going to go over. It didn't work out for me because they're tormented. Because I didn't play Jakuna Umbe or whatever her name is. She's tormented too. I have her painted, but I didn't play her because of the points. So I can't get in my head. To be fair, only one game I played with them, so I didn't get my head around them. They're pretty good in melee, really good in melee actually. But I was just uphill battle against this crew that I was playing against. So also you can take Papa Loco. He's tormented. Jack can lead anybody with the tormented characteristics, and this is not following the mercenary characteristics, so you don't have to pay extra. So Papa Loco, and you can take nurses because they're tormented as well. But the next two things I'm going to talk about are tormented, and I think this is where the money's at. One model I played seemed to drain the fear in everybody. They're like, oh, let's kill it. And that would be the Hanged. I played one Hanged. I cut up, rebased, and put on a special little base. And then Nathan Hanged. So I have Eric and Nathan on my crew. And this guy's got a walk of 5, 6 charge, and he's in corporal. This is why he's feared. Well, a couple reasons, but he's got pretty good offense ability, Whispers from Beyond. Now, this is something that Jack can copy and do. So that's pretty sweet. This is 10 range with no gun icon, casting of 6 versus willpower. This does half the target's wounds and damage, and gives the enemy glimpse of an inevitable for the rest of the game, or until the opponent removes condition. Unfortunately, yeah. But glimpse of the inevitable, they can't heal. I mean, it was just like, bam! I tried to get that Hoffman, but he like put everything into killing my Hanged. It wasn't enough money. Let's see, he's got the Condemned Whisper, and he can, you know, he's got, gets severe, but weak, otherwise 2 built-in triggers, causes a 12 horror duel to the target, other causes 11. Got the Baleful Cry, which is 10, 1, 2, 3 damage. Just do the damn Whispers from Beyond. Okay, how tough is this guy? This guy has 2 things that make him tough. Incorporeal and horror duels. And you say horror duels, well, this guy here has unrelenting terror. He's got unrelenting terror to terrifying 13 all. Keep him close to Lady Lagaya so they can't cheat fate. And basically they'll be taking a willpower duel every time they want to do something against or within his aura range, which will be increased by Montressor's upgrade, so it'll be 5. So not so bad. Not so bad. Yeah, that's about it. Take this guy for Whispers from Beyond. I mean, 9 points probably will be too much in some games, but I'm going to run him for a bit. Simple as that. And because everyone likes to shoot in Malifaux, next up are the Crooked Men. Now, these guys, your models suck. I'm sorry, for a company that prides itself on making beautiful models because they wanted to have great models and build a game to go with it. Come on. But the new ones are money. These are the Crooked Men. They're pretty sweet. They have an average walk of 4, no movement tricks. They are tormented though, so you can get some buffs in there with Jack's crew. Let's see. For attack actions, they have a range 2 attack with a pretty decent damage spread. Low MI skill, though. Makes it hard to hit opponents with good weapon skill. But it causes target to become paralyzed for the measly price of a crow. They have spread decay, which is usually a better attack for U3 AP. It's a range attack that causes blast damage and moderate, and double blast and severe. Only requires a 6 on any suit to cast. Decent range value of 10. This is a great attack for 5-stone model. The low damage is offset by the built-in epidemic trigger that causes poison. Now, for their attack actions, this is what I will try to get to work, because I love, for some odd reason, I'm always picking line in the sand. And it seems like every time I play a game, it's a freaking either a center objective or whatever. So, but they have shafted. It's a tactical attack. And this is generally what you're taking for. And I'm not going to lie to you, this is why I'm taking them. It's a zero action. You can make any of your crew scheme markers dangerous to be in contact with. If the enemy ends a move or push into contact with it, they will take 2-3-7 damage flip that may not be cheated. This affects any scheme marking within 6 inches of your crooked man. 7, you know, because of the one Montressor ability I take. I say Montressor because he's height 3, everyone can see him. Doing this every turn will ensure that getting rid of your scheme markers becomes quickly dangerous. Only bad thing about it is you gotta make sure you have a 9 in hand for it to go off. These guys look sweet. I think I did well basing them. One looks like Eddie from Iron Man, and bam, that got my thing. And but here we go. He doesn't have hard wound like a lot of the other Resurrectionist models, but he still has a good amount of wounds, 7. Pretty good, I mean really good against shooting attacks, with 2 abilities. He's got Crooked, which, being targeted by projectile attacks, you know, with a gun, their defense 4 is increased to 6, so they get a 2 defense, so that's pretty cool. And you got Bulletproof 2. So they get a defense buff of plus 2 against shooting, and Bulletproof 2. So that's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of shooting in my games of Malifaux, and yeah, with Perdita being on the table more and more, it's just like, eh. So, you just gotta go with it. So, my crew that I foresee in the future is I'm gonna add the points up. 3 Guilty, 1 Montressor, every upgrade that comes in the Guilty box set, Lady Lagaya, either 1-2 Crooked Men and the Hanged, or 3 Crooked Men and save some stones for cash. So, that was my fumbling around with the Jackdaw crew. I don't know, hope you like it. I'll do an episode maybe tomorrow going on Ironsides and just go over the crew. I'll just leave it simple. Just here's Ironside, a podcast. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful song, Fear the Dark, but it's a remake, I believe, by Chuck Billy from Testament. Remember, like my Facebook page, you want to win a Malifaux limited edition pink child, or limited edition pink Malifaux child, go to my Facebook page, like it, then email me. Tell me, what color is the bed sheeting on the Guilty that's on strapped to the bed? That's all you gotta do. First come, first serve. I may even be able to string up another one, if another Malifaux child, if someone's really nice and needs one that bad that they beg for. I like begging. But anyway, like me on Facebook. Go to Cool City Games. They are on the web. You can Geeky get you. Jeff can get you anything ordered. And until next time, you know, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.